Hey, what's up, you guys? I hope everyone's having an amazing day, an amazing night. Whenever you're listening to this, I don't know if I'm almost sick, but I don't feel sick. I feel good. I just feel like... right? And I have a little cough here or there, but I've been drinking my ginger. And my mint leaves all up in my face. Anyhow, you guys, I'm really feeling an attack on our conscience right now. Like, I feel like we're being hit. Humanity is being hit with so many things right now. So many things going on. So many terrible, terrible things going on. And it is terrifying. It is terrifying. And I'm not one to post and put things up and babble along and... but Jesus Christ. You know, I have to come here and talk to you guys because this is terrible. I wonder if we can beat this, though, as humanity, as the souls that we are. We know that, you know, life, things will happen. Things eventually happen. They're a natural, the natural way, the course of life, right? But right now, we're being hit, I feel like spiritually, testing your faith in God. The enemy's definitely testing your faith in God. And we just have to stick together as humanity and not go against each other. I feel like automatically people want to run and hide and not communicate with people when there's misunderstandings or when they have a disagreement on something that is happening, then it's terrible now, and politics and all this stuff, and we go against each other, and that's what they want us to do. They want us to question everything and question the people and question each other, but not question the system and not question what's happening in all reality. I'm honestly generally not living in fear, but I am scared. I'm terrified. And again, you know, life takes its course. But, you know, being spiritually attacked as a whole does have an effect on those who are more sensitive of the fact. And I do believe I'm spiritually connected. So I feel things a little deeper and differently. But I am praying, and I am praying for healing. I know it's working. Things are just fresh right now. The problems, the things are coming, but we have to conquer. And it's always just stick the heck together. We gotta stick the heck together. Because once we rebel on each other, it's over. They won. So, love your family. Love the people that love you so much. You know, try to do your best to stay connected to the right things. Know, as humans, we want to have grudges towards things and people and situations, but you know, let it go. Let it go. Even if you're not going to be with that person or that situation or anything like that, just let it go, because life is just one moment we have it, one moment we do not. It slips, it's gone. And we're being tested right now spiritually through disease, through deaths, through terrible world crisis. I'm highly concerned, and I'm just really praying, and I pray God has mercy on us. Keeps us together. I pray He keeps us together with our families, and hopefully inspiring to have other people, you know, give up some grudges and live your life. And I promise you, once you start giving up the grudges, you'll start feeling so much more weight off your shoulders. You feel so much lighter. You just don't care. You're much happier. You're all over the place. Extremely happy because you don't have no grudges. You're not holding nothing against nobody. You're not remembering anything. You know, you're not remembering a lie. It's just like, let it go. Life is so short. Even you don't have to be best friends with someone that you had a fallout with. You just don't hold the grudge. Okay, I don't care anymore. You're good, I'm good. You don't have to be buddy. Just be cordial. Anyway, guys, you know I come here with my worries. I'm kidding. I just want you guys to know that prayer works. And I come up here to always tell you guys how I feel, and hoping that it gets into your ears, into your mind, and soaks in, and you pass on that information to the next person that you ever feel the urge to tell. And I appreciate you guys so much. Stick with your families. Make sure that you love your family, you love your friends. Do what you love. And just love. Love your life, love your experience, and choose no other experience but your own experience. And I promise life will be a breeze. Love you guys so much. Have a great night. Do not forget to follow May Movie Stones. That's my personal page. And then my business page is Your Life Solutions. Got a whole bunch of stuff on there. Shop Your Life Solutions. Love you guys so much. Thanks to those people who have already shopped Your Life Solutions. You already know. You guys are gonna get a little cute little, you can't get no details, no previews. Love you. Bye.